Warning, the following special episode of Playing Games with Strangers deals with difficult situations that some people may find upsetting or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's keep moving.
So you keep moving down the street, and it is progressively becoming, like I said, more Persian, and you find a building that is like a two-story building, and it has a door on it, if you want to.
Hey, we found a door. Anyone want to try a door for change?
We could definitely try a door, and it looks like this building isn't near as tall as the last one, so I would assume we wouldn't get lost in it. So, let's see if it's open.
And, all right.
Stanley, would you like to open the door? You've been kind of quiet.
I will open it, but not step inside.
Well, we're going to look inside anyway.
Being a gentleman.
You could knock first.
I have a feeling there's probably not too many people around here. We've stumbled onto one and whatever that was in that one room.
Right, but there's still manners.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If this is the Middle East, I mean, you're going to walk in on
monsters.
Someone.
Do they knock in the Middle East?
I would imagine they do something instead of just walking in.
So I knock on the door, open it, and just walk in.
All right, you walk in and you notice several clay pots that have rolls and reams of paper sticking out of them.
I'm going to pull one of the rolls of paper out just to kind of investigate.
Okay. As you are pulling, you pull the ream of paper out. Are you going to open it up and like read it? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to stand at the door, keeping it open, and keeping an eye out on the street.
Yeah, because I'm embracing the fact that there's nothing normal going on here, and I want out.
You start reading it, and once again, it's written in a language that you know that you shouldn't understand, but you do. Oh, and it's you. Okay, so Dave, you're the one reading it. Okay.
Yeah.
And there are so. This is a text of worship that you're reading, and it makes references to several names like Azator. That which should not be named, unspeakable one, and Xtr. And then another name that occurs most frequently, which is Haster.
How do you spell Xtr?
X'STUR.
Got it.
Dave, as you are, or sorry, Ray, as you are reading this, you start hearing sweet whispers.
Describe sweet whispers to me, because I guess I'm not understanding what you want me to understand there.
Very ASMR type whispers.
Dave.
All encouraging you to follow the path. And you start to feel an itch on your left thigh.
I'm just going to turn around and... guys, do you want to come in here? I've found... Looks like some scrolls or something may lead us to get out of here. Find out what's going on.
Is it a map? What is it?
It's a bunch of... Well, the one I picked up, there's several here. The one I picked up looks like they talk about Aster and that which should not be named and Stir and
Aster the flower? John Aster? Who are you talking about?
Azator, not Aster.
Oh, I just wrote it wrong. There we go. Azator, my bad.
Well, why don't you take all the things and we'll bring them outside and take a look at them, because I don't want to close the door and have us get locked in here or something.
Okay. I'd like to drag one of those clay pots to the door to prop it open, but also, you know, provide the rest of the scrolls in that pot for the rest of the guys.
So you do that.
Okay. I take one of the scrolls out and take a look at it.
As you open the scroll, Henry, there's nothing on it. It's just a large parchment of paper.
This one's blank. I take another one out.
Nothing on it.
Yeah, these are blank. Which one? Where's the one that you had?
And I hand it to him.
When you look at it, there's nothing on it.
What were you reading, man?
Exactly what I just told you.
It's blank. I show it to him.
As he turns around and shows it to you, the script is there.
Did you forget to wear your glasses today?
When I lean forward, do I see it?
You sure don't.
Do you have some sort of special glasses or something? Because there's nothing on this.
No glasses here. It's just one more strange thing, and I itch my thigh as I'm talking to them.
As you're itching your thigh, you feel a piece of your skin pull away.
Could you guys excuse me just for a second? And I walk back through the door, and I check my thigh to see if I actually lost skin.
Yep, a piece of dead flesh you pulled off of your thigh.
Am I bleeding at all?
No.
Okay. I walk back out, and... Okay, there is a lot going on here. So I heard something telling me, calling me to follow it. Have you guys heard any whispers or strange things like this?
I sort of look at Stanley and, like, look back at Ray and... All right. Something weird is going on here, and it seems like it might be just affecting one of us, or it might affect two of us, or whatever, but I think unless we need to make a sort of like a pact that if all three of us don't see or hear something, then let's just assume that that thing is wrong and go along with the other persons, okay? So... We're not saying that you're doing anything wrong or that you're wrong or anything, but we just got to sort of go on what we know in a democratic sort of way. So it's sort of two against one, and we sort of need to make this pact so we can trust each other.
That makes perfect sense, because I swear there was something on this paper. And I grab another paper and unroll it.
You see a large... detailed drawing of a closed amphibious looking eyelid, and above and underneath of it says Haster.
So I turn the paper around to them and I describe this exact thing to them.
Do you say Haster?
Yeah.
As you say that, the picture swaps to the backside of the parchment that you're holding, so you see it again. And then the eye opens and looks at you as you say the name Haster.
Do we see any of this?
You don't.
We don't see anything, Ray. So why don't we just put that stuff down and stick with our pact?
Because now this Ray, eye's looking.
Ray, I would like you to make a sanity roll for me, please.
That's a failure.
Okay.
See if you would listen to me.
I need you to lose 2 sanity points for me, please.
Ray, are you still holding that beef jerky? I mean, the piece of skin?
No, I would have dropped it, just kind of disgusted and freaked out before I came back out. This eye is looking at me.
All right, roll it back up. We're gonna go with our pact, and if anyone hears anything, ask the other two. Say, do you guys hear that? And if the other two say no, then we're just gonna forget what we're hearing, because we're gonna go on a democratic pact, okay?
Okay.
And if you see something, say, do you guys see that? Same thing. We got three of us, easy, okay?
Sure. Ray, you also feel your other thigh starting to itch.
I resist the urge to itch.
He says as he's scratching his shoulders.
Knock on it.
All right, we got a pact, Ray?
Right.
Okay, you seem to be the one affected here, so I need to have you on board.
Yeah.
All right, Stanley, you on board with us?
Sure.
Perfect amount of pause. That was this. It was like dot. Sure. That was perfect. All right, gentlemen, let's keep moving.
Are we just moving down the road? We're not even going to go in the building anymore?
How are we going to get away if we keep going inside places?
I'm just looking for answers at this point.
Well, we found something that gave one of us something that we can't trust.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the best place to go.
Yeah, can we just sacrifice Ray right now?
I mean, we could look more inside the building. I just don't think the way out is in.
Is in, yeah.
You know, I think the way out is through.
Makes sense. Yeah, let's keep walking.
And we can check other buildings. There might be people in there. There might be things in there that we can all see, or two or three of us, you know, two out of the three or whatever. So let's just keep, I think that's the safest thing to do right now. Still dusk, by the way?
Yep, still dusk.
All right.
Who do we think wrote Beware the Lake?
Are you guys walking as you are talking?
Yes. Yeah.
Probably someone who knows anything about the lake around here. And so since we haven't seen the lake, I think once we see a lake, we can just be wary of it at that time. So,
well, I'm just saying, do we trust the person who wrote it? Were they good or bad?
We have no idea. But it's always safe to beware of something that you don't know. And if they got creatures like the flying cow that we just passed, then who knows what else is going to be inside of a lake. So being aware and wary of a lake is more like common sense at this point. I mean, if someone says, hey, we have to go swimming through the lake, then maybe we can ask questions at that point. But, you know, let's just keep it in the back of our head and use it to inform our decisions when that time comes.
Do we have any... Do we think the little fishies that we saw, the little spore things, do they have anything to do with the lake?
We have no idea. It's a good connection, but we have no way of verifying that.
Ray? As they're talking, as every time
third
they...
Third thigh starts itching.
Every time they start mentioning the lake, you get... You hear something that sounds like a licking noise immediately next to your ears.
Is it Luke Luck? Luke Luck licks lakes.
Is it Joe Biden?
Luke Stuck licks lakes.
So just kind of a...
I know you love that. I see where this is going. I see where it's going. I don't want to tell them about that.
Okay.
I don't think we want to know.
But just every time they mention the lake, it sounds like somebody is sticking their tongue in your ear.
Yeah, the only thing that they would see me do as a response is, like, just scratch my ear. Like, just the inside of my ear.
Hey, Stanley, I came up with a little song. It's called Lake, Lake, Lake.
Lake, 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 lake.
I pull out my gun and I shoot myself.
After shooting us, I hope.
No. No, I let you guys suffer.
All right, we keep walking.
Yeah.
Any other doors? Uh-oh.
He's dying.
No, he has. We have a special guest on screen, but blurred. You in trouble?
Nope.
For once.
Are you one with those jerks again?
No, she knew that we were playing tonight.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Sounds hideous.
All right, so yeah, you got the licky sounds, and as you are walking, every so often you pass by crossroads, Ray, and you hear a whisper coming from a direction down the crossroads saying, "Down here,
down here,
down here."
Yeah, I would say as we're walking, after I've heard that several times, I stop. Okay. I keep hearing something tell me down here at every crossroads, and it is driving me insane.
I look down on the ground. Is there a manhole cover or anything?
The direction that you heard it, Dave, it was coming from a specific direction of a crossroad. Like, it's trying to instruct you to go down a specific direction.
Okay.
So it's not like down here, like look down here, but like down here, like down this way, you know?
But I'm misunderstanding him.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Misunderstanding himself. No, not like down through the ground, but this way. And I gesture in the way that I'm hearing the voice come from.
Stanley, you hear anything?
Nope, but I believe we should go the opposite way.
Well, that's interesting. The opposite way would be a different way than we're going right now.
But it's away from where he's being drawn.
Okay. We have the option of continuing forward. We have one person who wants to go to the right, one person who wants to go to the left. So, knowing that only one of us can hear this thing, Ray, do you want to, which way do you want to go? Do you want to trust this voice? Do you want to go the way that Stanley wants to go, or do you want to continue on the way we're going?
I want answers, and I feel like a voice would give me answers. I want to follow the voice.
Stanley, you still want to go the other way?
I'm thinking about shooting him.
Ray, as you said what you said, you kind of feel a hand start to stroke your neck like it's petting you for making the right decision.
Aww. I do that weird like cold chill dance. Like,
but it feels like a cold dead hand that's doing it.
Oh, nice. Did Stanley actually say that he wants to shoot him?
No, but after he does that little dance, I'm going to say,
thinking about it.
Do you want to follow that?
I really think that we should follow the voice. I'll go by myself if I have to.
So you're going to break our pact that we just made, that you agreed on?
I want answers. I'm tired of walking down roads that lead to nowhere. And if breaking a pact is what that takes, I'm going to find answers, Henry. I don't care. I want out of here, wherever here is.
Do we want to knock him out? Putting him out of our misery?
Well, he's not making us miserable. He's just giving us options that we don't want to take. But right now, I mean, this is literally a crossroads. Each of us wants to go a different direction, and I don't think splitting up is the best thing to do.
Well, I'm fine going any way except for the way he wants to go. You want to keep going your way? I'll go with you that way.
Ray, we got two people going one way. You're going to break up the group? You want to break the pact? Or you want to continue with us? You go alone. You don't have anyone with you. We don't want to leave you alone, but
John, does it seem like we keep crossing the same crossroads? Like we're just kind of traveling in an endless loop? Is that something I would have picked up on?
The buildings still seem to change, right?
The buildings seem to change, but as you're going down this road, you don't see an end to it.
I just feel like walking with you two has led us nowhere, and you want to be obstinate. Just come with me. I'm hearing things. It seems like I'm the one that's chosen to get answers, and that's what we need. I can't just keep walking.
Okay, look down here. Endless. Look down there. Endless. Endless. Endless behind us.
In my frustration, I just jerk the necklace off and just throw it on the ground.
As you watch him take his necklace off and throw it on the ground, and his body falls lifeless to the ground.
I look at Stanley. Can you do anything for him?
Well, I can put his necklace back on him.
I grab the necklace, put it back around his neck.
As you do that, he lets out a large gasp, and life comes back into his body.
So did he seem dead?
Yeah.
Ray.
Do it again. Do it again. No.
Smack him. Ray, when you did that, do you understand what just happened? You died. I put this thing back on you when you came back.
Would I have noticed anything when I died, John?
Yeah, everything went black and...
Nothing.
Nothingness.
You're telling me I died.
Or something. I don't know, but you weren't breathing. I put this thing back on you and you took a big breath and now you're awake again.
All right.
And that was my idea, to put the necklace back on you.
Yeah,
just kind of look at Stanley, absolutely confused.
Ray, the back of your hand is starting to itch now.
I just scratch it without even thinking.
You reach down and you feel a large boil on the back of your hand. As you itch, you open it up, and it begins to weep.
Do we notice
out loud?
yes, you do notice this as he scratches it nonchalantly.
Ray, you okay? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to do.
Does he smell fishy?
No. He is starting to smell a little bit like rotten flesh, though. Just a touch. A slight musk.
I'm going to reach into my pocket and retrieve some of the bandages that I happen to have there.
Okay.
And I wrap my hand up to keep any infection or whatever away from it. All right, fine. Apparently everything's against me, so Henry, I'll follow you. Let's just go.
Hey, we're not against you. We're for you, okay? We don't want you to wander off and get lost, but we made a pact. Two of us want to go one way. One of us wants to go another way. One person is hearing stuff. The other two people aren't hearing stuff. We're for you, okay? We're doing this because we care about you. If we didn't care about you, we'd let you go.
We're like doctors, and you're like the crazy person.
It doesn't feel like you care, but fine. All right.
If we didn't care, we wouldn't put the necklace back on you. We'd hold you down and take it off if we know that that's what happens to you.
Fair enough. All right, let's quit talking and let's just go. I'm done.
This is starting to feel a lot like the Blair Witch Project. Is anybody else getting those vibes?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in such a long time.
I'm so scared.
No,
I had no premonition that this game was going to get this serious, and yet I'm enjoying this more than watching a movie at this point. So,
happy birthday!
Hey, we have nothing but hopelessness and despair.
That's right. So we keep walking. Do we get to another crossroads?
Yeah, I mean, every road comes to a crossroad at every block. So
are they paved or is it dirt or
They're paved, but the further you go along, like you guys have been, I'm condensing literal hours of walking.
Yeah,
into the course of this, and as you've been going on, the pavement's been getting shoddier and shoddier. Like it's slowly, progressively being worn.
Okay.
And so it's starting to kind of break up. And I would like everybody to make a spot hidden.
Fail. My next character is going to be named Spot Hidden. Fail.
All right. Stanley, as you go past certain buildings, out the corner of your eye, you notice like tall, super skinny, gray humanoid figures that seem to be peeking out from the windows, the darkness behind the windows at you guys. But when you turn your head to look, they're not there.
You said out of the corner of my eye?
Yeah, it's like in your peripheral vision. But you can't seem to look at them directly.
I think we're being watched.
By what? I look around. I don't see anything. What's going on?
I don't know. Creepy people just on the edges. Even taller than I am.
On the edges of what? The buildings?
The edges of my view of what I can see. But then when I turn, they hide or something.
So like an optical illusion type thing? Ray, you seeing anything?
No.
So you're just hearing stuff.
Right now, Ray, all you're hearing is a barrage of whispers saying, this way.
I'm going to try and ignore them. No, I don't see anything.
Okay.
At this point, I'm reluctant to tell Henry and Stanley anything of what I'm hearing.
Okay. Stanley, we don't see anything, so keep it up. If you see something else, let us know, and we'll keep checking it out. And we keep walking. And Ray, if you hear anything else, let us know.
Sure.
Keep walking.
Sure, as he says nothing.
Sure,
jello-filled boy.
We keep going.
Okay, and as you keep going, Stanley, it's like a slow flip book. You stop looking at the buildings, and you see the gray men standing at the windows, As you get to the next building, they're standing outside of the windows. And as you're going on, the gray man is kind of getting closer and closer. But when you turn to look, he's not there.
Stanley still saying stuff?
Yeah, seems like he's getting closer. But I don't know. When I look... He's not there.
All right, Stanley, don't look directly at him, but next time you see him out of the corner of your eye, just stop. Don't look at him. Just point in the direction that you see him, okay? And if we see you stop and pointing, then we'll stop and look, okay? So you don't have to look at him. You just keep him in the corner of your eye, and you direct us to let us know which way you see him, okay? So that way you're not saying anything, hey guys, look over there. You're not saying anything like that. You're not giving any direction except just point, okay? And we'll see if he's there or not, okay?
Sounds precious.
As he's saying this to you, the gray man is standing two. It does seem like he's standing 2 feet to your left.
Okay, I'm pointing.
I need you to make a strength roll, please, Stanley.
Getting there.
That's interesting.
As you reach your arm out to point, he grabs your arm and yanks so hard he kind of throws you to the ground, and then he disappears.
Whoa.
Did we see anything yanking
him? You take 1 point of damage from being tossed to the ground. You did not see anything pull on him, but you did watch him physically be pulled in a direction.
Okay. I draw my gun again and sort of do a 360 degree and holding my gun in a way that it's, if it accidentally goes off, it's not going to shoot any of my companions, but that I can bring it right down if I need to.
All right, so Henry, now there's two of us experiencing things and one of us not. You're telling me that I'm wrong, that these voices I've been hearing in my head telling me this way, and I point the direction they're telling me to go. You're telling me that they're wrong.
As you point, you feel that cold, dead hand start to caress your hand.
Like I said, we're not saying that you're wrong, okay? All I'm saying is we make a pact that if two of us are experiencing something and one of us is experiencing something different, we're just going to go on the two of us, okay? Just a democratic thing. I'm not saying that you're wrong. Obviously, something just happened here with Stanley, okay? Obviously.
All right, so your mind has changed is what you're saying.
No, this is what I said at the beginning. All right, and if you didn't hear me, I apologize, but this is what I said at the beginning. We don't disbelieve you. We're just going by what the majority of the party is experiencing, okay? Now, right now, it's just something just happened to him, and we got to deal with that. Stanley, are you okay?
Yeah, I have a question, too. Was the direction that the thing that I pointed at, is that the same direction that he was being pulled?
You mean the same direction that they were calling him towards?
Yes.
No, it was the opposite.
So right now we have physical proof of something happening with Stanley, okay? We didn't hear anything. We can't verify what's going on with you, but we don't disbelieve you, all right?
So are you going to follow me if I head that way or not? Like, at this point, I'm like rolling up my sleeves, kind of ready to get in a fist fight with old Henry.
As you roll up your sleeves, the skin on your forearm starts to peel off with your shirt.
Okay, we're doing something wrong.
Okay, do you have any more bandages? Do you need to take care of that?
I'm going to say I'm out of bandages.
What? I have a medical case. Do I have any bandages in that?
You are a medical case.
Your medical case is carrying everything that you
My
got.
Other stuff? Okay.
I had just asked you if you wanted any medical equipment. You're like,
I'm not going to need that.
You do have aspirin you can give him if you'd like.
I'd rather give him a laxative.
Well, I mean, you can tell him you're giving him aspirin and give him a laxative.
He could use it. I still have my gun out, so if I have this up here, I'm my gun is still pointed out. I just I just did a 360, you know, looking for what just happened to him. Mm-hmm. So I still have my gun out just in case. I'm talking with Ray, and I'm making sure my gun is up in the air. That's why I'm sort of holding it like that. Okay. In a non-threatening way. I'm just sort of like, you know, something just happened to our friend. I got a gun. Just in case something else happens to one of our friends here. We're all friends here. Okay.
So, Henry, right. You're saying that this isn't physical enough proof that there's something going on with me?
Something's going on with him that's physical. Something's going on with you that could be audible, could be mental. We don't know. All right?
I, like, peel skin off of my arm to show him.
Right. You're sick. Okay, we need to get you to a hospital as soon as we can, and that's what we're going to do. Sometimes when people are sick, things are going on inside of them, in their heads, and things like that, that not everyone knows what's going on.
So mid-sentence, I just turn around and I start walking the way that I'm being told to go. I'm 23, so I'm not super rational. I was 23 once. So yeah, I just
23.
I stop listening and I walk off.
I'm gonna do this. Henry, I'd like you to make a spot hidden, please.
That is a 61 fail.
All right. All right. Stanley, go ahead and make a spot hidden, please.
Again?
No, Stanley. Different.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good night. It's not all about you.
Henry, Stan Lee, Ray.
All right, Stanley, you watch. As you watch Ray walk away, you notice he's making the gestures like he's walking, and he's moving at the pace he should be walking at, but his feet aren't touching the ground. He's about 2 inches off the ground.
As he's taking his first steps away, I'm like, Stanley, do you want to follow him, or do you want to keep going, or what do you want to do?
I don't think he's moving.
No, he's moving. He's moving in that direction. It's just he's not...
He's just walking on air. It's a Skywalker.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
No, she was a Palpatine. Get it, Rey? Skywalker.
Nice one. What you want to do? By this time, I'm going to put my gun away.
He's walking in the air.
What are you talking about? I look back over. Do I see him walking in the air?
Well, you did fail your spot hidden, unless he's specifically kind of...
I'm pointing it out now.
All right. Yeah, you do notice that his feet aren't really touching the ground as he's walking. Although, Ray, from your perspective, you feel the ground under your feet, so it doesn't feel any different to you.
How is he doing that?
The question is, do we want to follow that?
Is he like 50 feet away, 100 feet away?
How fast were you walking, Ray?
I walked away in a huff, so...
Yeah.
I'd say a brisk walk, yeah.
Yeah, so probably like 100 feet away.
Okay, I call to him, Ray!
I just throw my hand back and wave him off.
It's up to you, Stanley. We can follow him. It seems like he needs help, is the thing. And of anybody, I mean, if he doesn't find a hospital soon, then he's going to need someone to take him to a hospital, you know what I mean?
Well, I am a medical professional.
Well, you got that hippopotamus oath, right? That you need to make sure that people are okay?
Yes.
I'm not a medico, so I don't know.
Yes, you're right, though. Yes, that's what we call it, the hippoth.
Hippoth, okay, well, do you want to follow him or no? I mean...
Sure, carefully. Carefully, yes.
And I'm pulling my gun out, too.
Oh, okay, I'll pull my gun back out.
Oh, I thought yours was still out.
No, I had put it away, but that's okay.
Okay.
Actually, I'll keep mine in on second thought, just so it doesn't seem so threatening. If Ray turns around, sees two guys walking towards him with guns, you know, could cause trouble. So we'll just try to keep pace with them. You know, keep maybe 50 feet behind them, let them sort of blow off steam.
Okay.
Fly off steam.
And I will say, you guys probably have been walking for about 3 hours now. And it's still dusk. I'm sure nobody's surprised at this point.
Should we roll anything to notice whether we are walking on the ground or not?
No. I mean, you guys look down and you guys are making contact with the ground.
Okay.
But Stanley, you still keep seeing the gray man in your peripheral vision as you pass windows. But as you're walking, he's just kind of pointing the direction that Ray is walking.
Well, I guess I'm not stopping, but I'll talk to Henry without really turning and say,
still seeing him. Now he's pointing the way Ray's going.
Okay, well, like I said, when you see him, just kind of stop and, you know, give me the direction that you see him.
Seeing him every 10 seconds.
Okay, well, every 10 seconds, stop and point, and then I'll take a look at him.
And then we won't be able to follow Ray. Last time I stopped and pointed, he practically pulled my arm out of my socket.
It was him that did that?
I guess. I don't know who did it. I can't see him. That's and you what
wanna,
I was pointing at.
And you want to follow the guy that's pointing you in the direction. You want to go the direction he's pointing you in, and he's the guy that physically attacked you.
Ray's your friend. I don't care about Ray. I'd rather leave.
No, I'm talking about the guy that threw you on the ground.
You're pointing, he's going the same way.
Right. So, he's pointing the same way that Ray is going.
Right, which is the way I don't want to go, but you want to go because you're a sap who thinks that Ray's your friend or something.
Okay, what don't you people get? Okay? We're stuck here. There's three of us. Okay? It's a democracy. Whatever way two people want to go, I'll go. Okay? I'm not forcing anyone to go in any direction. I'm not telling anyone to go anywhere. Ray walked off alone. I asked you if you wanted to go Ray's direction. That's two. I don't want to go this direction, but it's a democracy.
I don't want to go this way either. Let's turn around.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm turning around.
As you turn around, the gray man picks up a board off the ground and swings it at you. I need you to make a dex roll, please.
Come on, man.
Roll a dex.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay, so...
What?
Henry.
That's me.
As you begin to turn around, you watch Stanley's eyes go wide, and he ducks very suddenly.
Okay. Stanley, you okay?
He swung a board at me.
Who? The guy? The pointy guy?
The gray guy, yes.
Where is he now?
I don't know. Up your butt.
You can't see him? You can't see him out of the corner of your eye?
No.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
I'd rather keep going away from him.
Then let's go.
Fine.
Walking.
You're walking away from Ray?
No, I'm walking, yes, away from Ray.
Okay. You hear a loud bestial screech coming from the sky.
It's a shame about Ray.
Yeah.
Bestial screech, do I hear it?
Yes, you do. Sounds very familiar to the one you heard earlier.
All right, sun's out, guns out.
Did you hear something? Point to the direction you heard it from, Henry.
I'm pointing my direction in the direction I heard it, my gun in the direction I heard it from.
This is turning into like the best horror film script ever.
Do I see the flying cow again, or
you do?
Okay, what's it doing?
We're utterly amazed.
It's flying towards you and is getting lower towards the ground.
All right, do you see that? Stanley, you see that?
Sure. It's great. Wonderful.
Does it seem like it's like an attack?
Does it seem like it's, yeah, like do we think it's like heading at us?
It is coming towards you.
How wide is the street that we're on?
About as wide as a residential road.
Is it close enough for me to take a shot at it?
Well, your guns are effective up to 15 yards, and I'd say it's probably about 50 away from you right now.
All right, flank it. Go right. I'll go left.
And
I start moving left.
Do I look like a soldier to you?
Ray, you hear a screeching coming from behind you as well. I forgot to mention that.
I'm going to say I just take a cursory glance behind me.
You see the other two. You see Henry going to one side of the street. Stanley is looking confused at Henry. And in the sky coming in hot, you see another one of those flying large creatures.
I think I'm going to stop and just watch what happens.
This is going to be good.
I'm not happy. I don't care what happens to them.
All right. Wow. Making friends and influencing people. All right. I'm moving off to the left with my gun drawn as soon as he gets close enough. I'll take a shot. And I'm encouraging Stanley.
Go, Stanley, go.
You can do it, Stanley.
It flops down and lands in between the two of you.
Okay.
And it looks at you, Henry. And it looks at you, Stanley. And it kind of sniffs the air. And it stares down street at Ray. And it starts to sniff in your direction. And as it sniffs in your direction, Ray, you start to feel the itch again on the back of your shoulder. And for a brief moment, you seem to think that this thing just kind of smiles at you.
Can I take a shot at it now?
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not, like, if it's directly between us, I'm aiming to the side a little bit so that it's not going to be crossfire and
hitting and shooting each other.
Yeah, I'll slowly be moving to have it as a diagonal flank, just to make sure he's not directly in between us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. So you guys are going to shoot at it?
Yeah.
I'm not shooting at it, but he says he wants to, so.
All right, Stanley, go ahead and use your handgun skill.
How do I do that? Combat?
Combat.
There'll be a handgun skill underneath skills.
Okay, let me go back. Skills. Handgun.
All right, you hit. Go ahead and go under combat where your handgun is at and roll damage.
Okay. Where it says 45 auto.
Yeah. Oh, it'll roll damage. It'll roll and do damage at the same time. I'll take your damage there because... So you do 7 damage. So you tag this thing right in the neck and it lets out a guttural shriek and it stomps 2 times and looks towards you. And it...
He did it. Henry did it.
It is going to reach out with its mouth and try to bite into you. Take a roll on that here.
How tall is this thing? As tall as a cow?
It's like a cow standing up on its back 2 legs. Is what it's like. It's bigger than Stanley.
All right then.
You things are.
It's 6'5"
Yeah, it takes a good bite into you, and you take 3 points of damage from the bite.
That's hit points.
That is hit points. And then it begins to suck on you where it bit, and it starts sucking blood out of you. Subtract 17 points from your strength score, please. And then with its mouth biting you, it's going to throw you in the direction of Ray, like it's trying to make a point to you. And then it's going to jump up and fly in the direction that Ray was walking.
I'll take a shot at it as it starts to fly.
All right, go ahead and take your shot. Yeah, you take a shot with your 38, and it just wide. You're a little bit taken back with the amount of visceral damage that just happened to Stanley.
Yeah, I'm gonna yell at it, too.
I will not eat more chicken! Now I want Chick-fil-A.
I had some for breakfast this morning.
I'll keep my gun pointed at it, and I'll be walking down that direction and yelling, Stanley, are you okay? Just bitchy.
How far away did he land from where I'm at?
Oh, he's still a ways away from you, but
okay.
You saw it throw it in your direction.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of wait for them to catch up.
Your shoulder blade is really itching now. It's starting to burn.
I'm so going to itch.
So you get a handful of shoulder.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. So as I'm looking down the street, the first thing that I see, the closest thing to me, is the flying thing?
Nope, it's already flown off.
It's flown off. Okay. So how far away is Stanley from Ray?
Let's see here. How far away did I say they were from you, Ray, when you turned around and looked? Did I say?
I don't remember that you said.
Okay. We'll say that he was 50. They were 50 feet from you. He probably threw Stanley 15 feet in your direction. So 35 feet. He's 35 feet away from Ray. 15 feet away from Henry.
Okay. And Stanley hasn't answered me yet. Is that on purpose?
I said just Peachy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I thought perhaps there would be something else forthcoming, but that's okay.
There was, but this is a kid's show.
Nice. All right. I hustle up to you and take a look, as you know, and do I see a huge bite taken out of him?
Not a, like, taken out of him, but you do see where the teeth of the thing had sunk into him.
Got it.
But like I said, from Stanley's perspective, he knows that a portion of his blood and strength was sucked out of him in the process.
Got it. Stanley, are you okay?
Not really.
Ray, do you have anything, medicine, anything we can help him with here?
I don't answer because I'm distracted by my shoulder just peeling off.
This is fantastic. Unfortunately, we don't have t-shirts or anything that we can, like, because that's the end of the 1930s and everyone has fine suits.
Well, I can take my shirt and wrap it around it. I don't need my shirt on.
All right, well, why don't you take your shirt off and at least wrap up your wound?
Well, it was a kid's show.
Good night, folks.
Welcome to the Cthulhu Burlesque Show.
It's Cthulhu. No, I'm not. All right.
That's going to be the name of this episode, Cthulhu Burlesque.
That's scary.
Or I could probably just rip part of my shirt and wrap it around it.
Well, it looks like you need to take care of it, so do that. Ray, what's going on? Are you still going this way?
I have the feeling that you guys have been pushed in my direction, and we need to go. I show my shoulder and hand and whatever else has been peeling off of me to Henry. This isn't a joke, and
as
it's getting worse.
As he points to it towards his shoulder, his finger falls off.
Ray!
We need to go.
Stanley, what are you doing? Are you coming with us?
I'm suddenly craving lemon heads to go with the beef sticks I'm seeing.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go that way.
All right, let's go, Ray. You lead.
And I lead.
As you guys start walking down this road, in the distance, you actually see a clearing, like the buildings stop ahead, and you see trees that are a greener shade of brown.
Yeah.
Are you going to head that direction?
Yeah, if the voices are still telling me to go that way.
Well, as you've been walking where they told you to, they've stopped talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we should keep walking that way. I'm not hearing or feeling anything telling me otherwise that I'm aware of.
But other than your finger there, you're doing all right?
Depends on your definition of all right, but yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Are you feeling weak? Because I'm feeling really weak.
What's your strength at right now?
My strength or my hit points?
Either, because I know he sucks some strength out of you.
Yeah, my strength is 23 and my hit points are 3.
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah, you're hurting.
Boy, I'm in better shape and I'm falling apart.
I know, and he has chunks of them falling off.
Oh, yeah, you've had chunks of them falling off. What's your hit points at right now, Dave? I've been forgetting to take these off.
I'm still at 9.
You're at 9? Go ahead and put yourself down to 3 as well. You've been taking bits of yourself off.
All right, I was gonna say, wow, I'm in pretty good shape for losing limbs now. Or appendages.
Best zombie ever.
Right?
I'm feeling great.
They're fantastic. All right, so you guys start walking in that direction, and as you get to the edge of the buildings and you get a closer look to where the trees start to green up a little bit, you notice a large body of water.
Oh, danger close, danger close.
Does everybody think that might be the lake?
Sure looks like a lake to me.
So, back to the democracy, are we going to beware the lake, or... what are we going to do here?
I'm all for bewaring the lake.
I would agree.
All Ray, right. You hear a voice coming from the lake that says, "Release me."
Did you guys hear that?
I didn't hear anything. What'd you hear?
It was a voice that said, "Release me."
Is it the same voice you've been hearing?
Does it sound like the voice I've been hearing?
It's actually deeper and more ancient sounding.
It's different. I don't know what to do. I just look down at my missing finger and just my body that's just falling apart. I don't feel like I'm going to make it out of here. I'm exhausted.
Me too, fellas. I feel like now's a good time for me to make a confession. I don't think either one of you have nice teeth.
Did you really say that, or is that just a joke?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, maybe on a more serious level, Ray. I don't mean to be morbid, but do you have anyone in New York that if you don't make it out of here that I can send a message or something?
If you don't make it out of here?
Yeah, because if he did make it out of here, then I wouldn't have to send any messages.
I mean, if you think you're going to get out of here, yeah, my parents, all of their information's at the bar, so... if you make it out of here and I don't, then go there and they'll be able to tell you where they're at.
All right.
You again hear the words, "Release me and you can go."
The voice is talking to me again. And
all right.
It's telling me that I can go if I release him.
It's a him?
I think... go right now if you really want to. Well, I'm saying the devil's urine. That's what I'm saying.
I know you want this to be a democratic process, Henry, but you're not the one on the edge of death. And
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Okay. I don't know what releasing him means, but... maybe I'll just crawl into the lake.
Is that... what you think needs to be done to release this person?
I don't know. We've been pulled here, or I've been pulled here since the beginning. I don't have any more answers.
What else is around? We're seeing a lake. We see the buildings behind us. Is the lake in between a whole bunch of other buildings? Like, could we go around the lake and keep moving, or what's the deal?
It's actually, the lake seems to be at the edge of the city. Like, it's a big wall of buildings.
Okay.
And then there's the lake, and then there's just, the lake seems, the water seems to just go. Like, it almost seems like it's infinite.
So, like, Lake Michigan type of a?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great lake.
It's a great, it's not very great. Oh, great, meaning large or immense. Do you mean it in the pejorative sense?
And also maybe it might grate us if we go into it.
Maybe he needs to be wearing the lake. Is that... See, maybe that's what it means. All right, back to reality. Ray, in the room that we woke up in, it said, beware the lake. We came all the way here. You're the one that's suffering the most. No one's going to fault you for making the decision that you need to do. So, what are you going to do?
This is going to sound really strange, but is it possible that one of those manuscripts that I found that said Haster had anything to do with this?
Do I recognize that name?
Are you asking that in character or out of character?
Yes, I'm asking in character.
As you say the name Haster,
let me find it here.
I was going to do a New York accent, but then I was like, I can't do that right now. I need more practice.
Just watch my cousin Vinny a couple of times. You'll get it.
Okay, when you say the name Haster, suddenly all of you, out of your peripheral vision, see a very large, gaunt humanoid figure cloaked in orange and yellow rags appear and seems to examine you with a cocked head as he sways back and forth. And from his direction, Dave, or rather from his direction, Ray, you hear him just again, "Release me, and you can go."
Can I roll on a cult to see if I recognize the name Haster?
You certainly can.
31, hard success.
All right. I've been waiting for you to catch to figure out who he is. You do know that Haster is what is referred to as one of the great old ones, who was banished by the elder gods to the bottom of, find it here, Lake Holly, outside of the city of Carcosa. He is commonly known as the Destroyer. Other interpretations are he is the manifestation of entropy.
Okay.
But there are rumored prophecies that he is the elder god that will kill, not the elder god, he is the great old one who will kill all the elder gods and other old ones, as he has nothing but spite and animosity towards them.
And that would be bad because entropy isn't good, correct?
Take from that what you will. I just told you what you know. How you interpret it's your own business.
I was going to say, how would your character interpret that?
That's what I'm saying. My character would probably interpret it that way. So, you know, if John wanted to correct me because I'm misunderstanding, then that would be a time for him to do that.
That is completely a character decision that I will not make for you.
You got it. All right. Okay. Before you make any decisions, all right, the name you just said is sort of a name of power, so you don't want to say it too much, you don't want to say it at all, really, okay, so don't say it again, and if you're seeing what I'm seeing out of the corner of your eye, that's sort of that thing, or at least as much as we can see of it in this realm at this time, because it hasn't been released, okay? He's what's called a great old one, okay? And they're sort of in a war with these other beings called the elder gods, okay? They're not like the god that we know in the Bible or something like that. It's different. I can't really get into it right now. It's a little involved, but he is the. There's, you know, prophecies. There's written things and stuff that I've dug up, and he's being held somehow. It's like a mystical type thing at Lake Holly, which I can only assume that this is that lake, in the city of Carcosa, which we already know that this is the city of Carcosa. Other names that he has is like the Destroyer and the Manifestation of Entropy and stuff like that, and he is rumored to be the great old one that's going to kill all the others. So he's going to bring entropy if he's released to do that. So knowing that, and that's coming from me, I've spent my life dedicated to stuff exactly like this, okay? So I'm telling you, if you can't take it from me, you can't take it from anybody. But knowing that this might be the last thing you ever do, I'm offering you that information. I don't know what the right decision is. All I know is that's the information that I have on this being that seems to be wanting you to do something. And it seems like he's physically doing something to you, maybe even killing you, to get it done. That doesn't tell me he's a nice person. That's all I got.
Then I might as well just die.
As you say that, your eyelids fall off, so you can't blink anymore.
Ray, we will do anything we possibly can for you.
And okay. Gosh, your eyes are sure feeling dry now. And wouldn't that water feel great as you were swimming through it?
And I'm not going to make your decision. If you really want to go in that water, I'm not going to force you not to.
Just blink once for yes. Like,
it's terrible, dude.
I just don't know why it's me.
That's the nature of life. Why is it me that these things happened to when I was a kid? Is it for this exact purpose? So I would have this exact information to give to this exact person so you would make the decision? I don't know. Why is it, the person that becomes president? Why isn't it someone else? How come people die at birth? How come mothers die in childbirth? Terrible things happen to people all the time. Great things happen to people all the time. And it's not the person. It's just the thing that happens.
What if I just touch the water?
That's your choice.
Are you asking me or are you asking that in character?
I'm asking in character.
Okay.
That's your choice. I can't stop you from doing it. I know is that the wall says beware of the lake. If you think touching it is not being aware of it, then that's on you. And you know if it releases, what I know is going to happen from all the stuff that I've discovered. So I'm letting you know you have all the information. You need to make the choice.
I put my gun up against his head.
Do you now?
Ray's head.
All right.
Don't do it. I haven't done anything great in my life, and I don't know that any of us have, but this, if what he's saying is true, it's not worth it.
I would step in between him and Ray. I'll say, you're going to have to go through me if you're going to get to him. He makes the choice.
To destroy everything?
We don't know. All we can know is Ray. I trust Ray. I don't trust that thing.
How far away would Haster be from me? Or us?
Oh, he's gone now.
Oh, he's gone. So he just kind of showed up and then disappeared. Okay.
Yeah, because you said his name.
Can I please throw laxatives into the lake?
Do it. Do it. Do it.
I throw laxatives into the lake.
All right. You throw them into the lake, and nothing happens.
In 30 minutes,
I'll be right back.
Uh,
I throw an aspirin into the lake.
Stanley, are you willing to kill me? I don't feel like I'm going to make this out alive if I don't go in the lake, and apparently that's a bad thing.
I don't feel like I'm going to make it out alive even if I do go in the lake. So I have nothing to lose by killing you and stopping whatever darkness would come.
Then shoot me.
No one's shooting anybody.
It's my choice. Shoot me.
No one is shooting anybody.
So then there went the democracy.
I was just waiting for that. I'm going to use my
yes, healing word.
What's it called? Persuade. To persuade Stanley not to to stop aggressing, to make sure that he's not going to shoot Ray.
Okay, go ahead and roll the persuasion. Roll a hard persuasion, please.
Hard persuade.
Oof. Oh, you rolled a 99, even if it wasn't.
Wow.
Past that. Stanley, he tries to convince you not to shoot him, but he's kind of stuttering over the top of himself. And
we're not, no one is, just put the gun down. No one is going to have guns, and there's no gun, just don't worry about the thing, okay? He knows the stuff that I told him, and just, okay?
I want to shoot Henry in the foot.
All right, roll handgun.
You know what, John? You're right. This is fun hurting your friends.
This is kind of like a cross between Blair Witch and Reservoir Dogs at this point.
Right?
Hard success. Go ahead and roll that damage, sir.
Oh, oh, 10 damage.
Oh, tofu.
7 damage. Hachi machi. Go ahead and take 7 points of damage, Henry.
You got it.
What's your hit points at right now?
5.
Okay. Yeah, he just blew off the front end, the front half of your foot with his 45.
Yeah. I'm just going to be rolling around holding my bleeding stump of a foot while you guys figure out what you guys are going to do.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot Ray. That's why I wanted you out of the way.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, so are you shooting Ray now?
Yeah.
Okay, this took a turn I wasn't expecting, but I'm into it.
We're going to have a warning in front of this episode that it gets dark.
Grace is not listening to this episode.
Not for Grace. Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll that, there's a success. Roll the damage.
Bye-bye, hit.
Nice. Yeah, your head turns into a watermelon at a Gallagher show.
Right?
Just sledge-o-matic. And this, you watch as the corpse of Ray just kind of goes like this over his shoulders and just kind of falls backward and twitches a few times on the ground.
And I'm going to shoot myself.
Okay, go ahead and roll that handgun again.
Because I'm going to turn to Henry and say, don't let him out.
You missed. Not sure how you did it, but you just went, kapow!
I use a luck point. Luck point.
Are you going to...
Or whatever it's called.
Are you using a luck point? Are you going to use luck points, or are you going to push?
Whatever.
Whatever makes it a success.
Whatever gives me a chance to actually succeed.
Okay, so...
Although, I could be a coward, too, so...
So go ahead and, if you're going to use luck points, go ahead and kill 8 of your luck points.
Oops, I guess edit mode helps.
And yeah, so we'll take that as a success. Go ahead and roll damage. 6 points, and you only had three left. So yeah. Henry, you are by yourself now with a bleeding stump of a foot.
One is the loneliest. No.
And the creature in the yellow shroud approaches you, and he offers you, he said, "I can make this end. Just bow yourself to me."
Can I physically see him now?
Yeah, he is standing in front of you.
I'll just empty my revolver into him.
Oof, okay.
You're not going to shoot him? You're just going to...
Just emptying it.
Right on his head.
I don't know that you're going to be able to kill him, but you're certainly welcome to.
I don't know that. Do I know that? I don't know that.
Use all your luck points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to blow luck points.
You can probably salvage mine from my body.
Push your luck.
Okay, I need you. You have 6 rounds in your gun. I need you to make 3 attacks with your gun, please.
I had 9 magic
points. I'm sorry, 6 attacks.
I shot once already. So
did
I have
you?
5. Yeah, so I have 5 left.
Okay, so then I need you to make 5 attacks with your gun then.
Okay. Failure.
Miss.
Failure.
Miss.
Failure. Hard success.
Right.
8 points.
That's eight.
And another failure.
You emptied your gun. He takes...
Wait a minute. I was rolling on hard, not regular.
Okay, let's try that again.
So that's the last one should have hit because it's a 19 out of 20. So it should be 9 points of damage if you're going on those same rolls.
I'm giving you the option to re-roll if you would like to.
Re-roll. 2 out of 5 when I have a 20, which is technically a 1 out of 5 chance. I'll take the 2 out of 5. So I'll take 9 points of damage.
All right. Yeah, you tag him twice and he seems completely unfazed.
Okay. Do the other guns anywhere near me?
I'm gonna say no, because when Stanley shot him with a 45, that would have pushed him backwards away from where you were standing, and then he shot himself, which would have had a similar effect.
Can I crawl to them?
You can try, but as you're crawling, the thing gets down next to you, and he goes, "Free me or die."
I am going to be screaming at him, "I would rather die. I've studied my entire life. I know you. You are not going to be free by my hand."
Then he kind of reaches out at you with these long, spindly fingers, and they wrap around your head, and he goes, "Pity." And then he squeezes, and a red mist shoots out from between his fingers. And then the scene lays silent.
And that's the end of the show tonight, kids. Happy birthday to me.
You just killed 3 of your friends. You have
we
to
will
do that.
Not eat more chicken.
See,
so how did he attack us if he wasn't freed?
Oh, his complete manifestation wasn't free, but he can exist in more in multiple planes at the same time.
Okay.
To tell you what exactly happens now in the blank spaces that you didn't know, the people who you guys were essentially dead the whole time.
Called it.
The people who were protesting outside, someone threw what crashed through the window was a firebomb. And you guys were basically in something of a limbo.
Purgatory.
And so when you guys woke up, you know, that's how you guys woke up. And so that man-sized fetus who is sitting in the other room would be someone who is like on life support, who somewhere stuck between being dead and alive.
Coma. I called it.
Something like that. The adherers of the unspoken, the adherents of the unspoken oath or the forsaken, whatever oath. They are servants of Hastur. They are people who devoted their, that. So that's when he was said, swear yourself to me and I can make this stop. That's basically what he was trying to get you to do, is take that oath.
To be a jolly person.
Yeah. And, if
what was the lady?
The lady? Oh, she was a worshiper of Hastur.
And what was the flying cow?
That was a Bayaki. They also serve Hastur. And the reason why Dave was the targeted one was because the adherent of the oath, the thing that it spit on him were seeds of corruption, which allows Hastur's corruption to infect individuals. You two would have seen the stuff and had that stuff happening to you as well if you wouldn't have gotten the spores off of you. Dave failed that role.
Yeah. Dave.
Way to go, Dave.
One if it wasn't for you.
In the scenario, I don't think you could have won. You had you basically have a bad ending and a worse ending. You guys got the bad ending.
Which is the good ending.
So we kept him from getting, we won. We kept him from getting out.
Yep. Right? In a manner of speaking.
Chalk one up for us.
If we had just stayed in that room, then we would have sort of experienced death by starvation, but we wouldn't realize that we were really dead. We would just die that way.
You wouldn't have died. You would have just sat there and starved and been driven to madness, basically. Because once you're dead, you can't really die.
Tell that to Dave.
Yeah. I mean, there's supernatural ways to go about it, but I mean, that's it's the same reason why you guys weren't tired when you got to the bottom of the 53 stories of stairs.
Yeah. Was there a 13th floor?
I don't know. You guys didn't ask.
There's like 28 13th floors. It's all 13th floors.
Anyway, it was grim, but I hope you guys enjoyed the story.
I did.
It was partly inspired by my original narrative for the original SPC RPG.
Mm-hmm.
And partly inspired by a dream I had about a month ago.
That's involving
exactly us three and death.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. So
the four of us cannot all be in the same room together because murder will happen.
Murder will happen. So, anyway, I have to go make dinner now. So,
All right. Well, thank you very much. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thank you guys for hanging out tonight. And for everybody out in listener land, we hope you've enjoyed. Please like, subscribe, and share and all that fun stuff. And
eat more chicken.
If anyone ever hears this.
Yeah, if this makes its way out. I think it will, because I think it makes for a good story. I was having fun listening to it myself.
Oh, yeah.
Good one shot.
Yeah. So, anyway, good game, kids. I'm going to go make food.
All right. Happy birthday.
God bless y'all.
All right. See you guys later.
Late. You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast, featuring the voices of John Haryu, Celeste Mora, Dave Clements, Josiah Crandall, J.S. Earls, Catherine Chirwinski, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening. Thank you.